I call this a different kind of apologetics. Yeah, I think this could be really powerful. So that, what's the traditional, usual method of apologetics? It's starting with a lot of information, giving factual reasons why we think there's a God, or why we believe in miracles, or we trust the Gospels. And there's nothing wrong with that. That can be very powerful, and it can get through to a lot of people. But what if we do a different approach? What if we think about the important needs that people have, and saying that you ought to examine Christianity because it meets these needs? Now notice, you're not arguing for the truth of Christianity yet. You're just getting them interested. You're saying it meets, it has things about it that would make people hope it's true. These will not be intellectual arguments. Instead, it's going to be how Christianity meets the most important needs that we have down deep. So let me give you an example. I want to run through several of these, and of course these are quick answers, so it's not going to have a lot of detail. You can go to my website and see the complete talk. But what things does Christianity offer to people? Number one, some meaning in their life that suffering can't take away. Meaning. It's some kind of significant purpose. So it can't be taken from you. Okay, number two, it can give you a sense of belonging. We're all scattered. We're all fragments these days, little tiny individual bits flying around in our own little universe, kind of a hyper-individuality. But Christianity says we're part of God's children. We have brothers and sisters around the world sharing our faith. In fact, we're part of the world's largest multi-ethnic community. Isn't that great? Number three, Christianity offers a reality of morality and justice. We're so tired of seeing people getting away with things, but Christianity says there is a standard of morality, and those who break the moral laws, there will be justice for them. You think about Adolf Hitler. He killed and made so many millions of people suffer, and then he just shot himself, and he's okay. You know, he's finished with life. No, he's not. He faced God's justice afterwards. Okay, so let's keep going. Number four, Christianity can give us an identity and self-worth. Now think about our society. Today, how do you get your identity? You work like crazy for it. You're a teacher, you're a homemaker, you're a banker. And your identity depends on how well you keep performing at this job. And your identity and your self-worth kind of depends on how you compare to other people. Christianity says, no, our identity is not, emphasize, not based on performance. Aren't you glad? I am. I fail so much. I'm glad that my identity is not based on my performance. Number five, Christianity offers us something else. Hope. Deep, satisfying hope. Our society today has given up on life after death. It says you just go on the ground, which means everything that you work for is going to be gone someday. Or you lose a spouse, or you lose a child. We're always disappointed. Things that we hope for, as far as our job and money and people in our lives, they fail. But Christianity says, this world is not all there is. Our souls and our bodies will be saved. Number six, here's something else that we get from Christianity. Awe and inspiration. Now, if you just believe in a materialistic world, if you look out the window and this is all there is, that's pretty limiting. It takes away a lot of the awe and inspiration. But Christianity says, no, there's design out there. There's a God of love. A God stepped into our world. The Bible is an amazing book. We recognize that we have a soul. We're not just a brain. We have a self-aware portion of us that is immaterial. We have free will. We're part of something bigger than just us as individuals. So awe and inspiration, beautiful music, inspiring poetry, it touches our heart. Number seven, what else can we get from Christianity? It's an end to guilt. Guilt. We all feel guilty. We can't even live up to our own standards. And so we spend money on drugs and psychiatrists to try to get rid of this guilt. And Christianity says, you know, maybe we are guilty. And the answer is not therapy, it's forgiveness. One more thing we get. We get respectful treatment of others because of Christianity. There's so much ugliness that goes on out there. But Christianity is not based on works. We shouldn't have pride. In fact, other people could be better than we are. All we're doing is we're beggars telling other people where the food is. We're all created with the image of God. One final thing, we get security. Christianity gets us through hard times. Money will go on us, lovers will leave, jobs can disappear, prestige may be pulled away from us, but we have security because of Jesus. So it's good to know, before we get into the arguments about the existence of God and manuscript evidence, it's good to know that Christianity offers us so much. We need to be talking to people about how it can meet our deepest needs.